This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. This mini episode is brought to you by Better Than Before, the book that I wrote about how to make or break your habits. It turns out it's not that hard to make or break a habit if you know what to do. To learn more about the book, go to GretchenRubin.com. I don't know why this story gets me so choked up, but I can barely tell it without getting a huge lump in my throat, but I love this story. So I will try to tell it. And it was something that I came across when I was doing the research for my biography of Winston Churchill, 40 Ways to Look at Winston Churchill. And it has to do with the end of World War II. So it's May 1945, and it's the end of the war. And it's the moment when the German military commanders have unconditionally surrendered. And the time came when they signed the surrender documents. And obviously, this was a momentous, awe-inspiring event for everyone. So afterward, General Eisenhower needed to send a message to the combined chiefs of staff to tell them that this had been done. And so Eisenhower's colleagues proposed various drafts of grandiloquent language for the victory message. And Eisenhower considered their proposals and rejected all of them and wrote his own message. The mission of this Allied force was fulfilled at 2:41 local time, May 7th, 1945. Sometimes a lot of words can only diminish what we want to convey. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.